Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
Well, I hope you had a peaceful and sunny Easter with egg hunts and chocolate eggs. But now it's back to the everyday, as you drink your coffee or your tea and decide to have jam on your toast or maybe that delicious delicacy known as marmalade, which, despite world events and the exciting prospect of the dark side of the moon, seems to have dominated the news this week. In UK English, jam is a fruit preserve, as you know, in any flavour, strawberry, gooseberry, blueberry, whatever. Except the tangy one made of Seville oranges, made world famous, well, was famous before, but even more famous in the second Paddington film, but most memorably in that lovely sketch with the late Queen who shared her enthusiasm for marmalade with a young bear from Chile, who kept his marmalade sandwich under his hat. Whereas her Madge kept hers in her handbag. Of all the topics the EU-UK needs to spend time and money on, the EU is widening its legal definition of said breakfast accompaniment. Wasn't there a similar situation regarding frankfurters? Anyway, under the new regs, only preserves made from citrus fruits should be allowed to be called marmalade. The UK had been lobbying for this for some time, but some countries with their linguistic differences and similarities have been muddying the waters. Italians insist on calling general jam mermelada, or in Spain it's mermelada. The Germans call it marmelade, or to be really German about it, Fruchtabstrich, which means fruit spread, definitely not marmalade. Of course, you could cut down on jam and marmalade altogether, because they're sugar-based, and just have toast and Marmite instead. The other very English cultural activity that I witnessed the last weekend was the Oxford and Cambridge boat race, up close and personal. You know, of course, it's been going since 1869, and the race was cancelled in the First World War, and then in the Second World War years, and then not until 2020, thanks to COVID-19. But it's back with a fervour, of course, and just to be on the right side of heaven, I went and bought myself a pale turquoise t-shirt, as it was Cambridge folk who invited me. Not my colour, I would say, with my current greyish complexion. An expression I learned was catching a crab, which is not what I might have thought. It's when an oar blade doesn't surface from the water as it should and gets stuck, sometimes causing the rower to fall overboard. Happily, that didn't happen, though you could see how exhausted the rowers were. Nothing so strenuous for us in the Gers this week. If, like many, you think the cost of living is going crazy, I recommend a quick trip to the Braderie, that's the laundry, of Florence on Wednesday, where they have a huge selection of second-hand clothes and shoes which they're selling at €1. Worth a look at least. At the weekend in Florence, it's carnival time, which doesn't need to cost a fortune. There'll be parades, bands, food and music starting on Friday and going on all the way through Sunday. Make sure you've got your earplugs. On Saturday at La Romure, you can shake out your cobwebs and go for a jog, 12k or 7, with refreshments, of course. But if you prefer to make a piggy of yourself, on Saturday at 7 you can go to Buis Rocolore for a soirée of pork and ham and other bits to do with pigs. And that'll cost you €25. On Sunday at 9, the Spring Fair at Miradoux goes on all day. It's where you can start stocking up on your bedding plants. And they also have two walks. One is a bit of a run and then more of a leisurely stroll starting at 9. Finally, at 5:30 on Saturday in Lectour, another chance to see the Orwell film 2 plus 2 equals 5. For now, je vous dis, whether you're eating marmalade, marmite or plain old jam.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Enjoy.
www.dfm930.com